Hello, I am Linda Jones, Associate Professor in the Natural Sciences Department at Empire State College. My degree is in Geology and Environmental Geosciences, and I always tell people that I'm a soft rock geologist rather than a hard rock geologist because my fields of interest are related to natural environmental system dynamics and change during the Holocene, forest system dynamics, dendrochronology, biogeochemical cycles, patterns and distributions of species, climate. For the past 15 years, I have worked with students on courses related to earth environmental sciences, including biogeography, soil science, hydrology, forest urban ecology, conservation, natural disasters, and environmental science capstone. An important dimension of the courses I offer is the inclusion of projects and experiences which connect students to science and the environment they inhabit in meaningful and lasting ways. The inclusion of citizen science projects in courses is one of my favorite ways to connect students to science. In part one of this two-part podcast, Citizen Science, Not Just for Scientists Anymore, I will describe citizen science and offer a number of citizen science resources. In part two, Citizen Science, Integrating Advocacy, Research, and Lifelong Learning into Studies Across the Disciplines, I will discuss ways of incorporating citizen science projects into courses across the disciplines as a simple way to incorporate meaningful research experiences into undergraduate courses. In its simplest form, citizen science is people-powered research, to coin a phrase from Zooniverse, zooniverse.org, a citizen science platform I'll describe in greater detail in a moment. Citizen science is science research in which non-experts participate to answer a research question. The research is accomplished systematically and rigorously and follows a scientific method. Participants undergo training related to their roles in the project. Very broadly speaking, there are two primary factors that motivate the development of citizen science projects, research and a socio-environmental challenge. In the case of research, projects often fall into two categories. The first type of research-driven project include projects where researchers have a large body of data which has been collected to answer a research question, but time and resource constraints have prevented researchers from fully analyzing and interpreting the data. The Zooniverse web platform provides excellent examples of this type of citizen science project. Zooniverse was initially developed by astrophysicists at the Adler Planetarium, Chicago, Illinois, in collaboration with researchers at Oxford to enlist the help of volunteer astronomers to classify galaxy images obtained from the Hubble telescope, hence the name Zooniverse. Over the years, the platform has expanded to include over 50 projects related to fields across the disciplines, astronomy, environmental science, observing animal behavior on the Serengeti or other locations via animal or habitat cams, biology, characterizing cancer cells from microscope slides, climate, literature, languages, history, art. In general, project participants undergo training to calibrate their observations, data analysis, interpretation, and statistical analysis is used to validate participants' input. Participants are able to chat with others about their project experiences, they become a member of a community of scientists, and they are able to track the progress of the research project from observations, analysis, results, to publication. In a second type of research-based citizen science project, researchers design a project related to their field and invite participants to collect data, record observations, collect samples. Often researchers partner with local or regional agencies, museums, conservation centers, etc., that help them identify potential volunteers who collect field data, participate in sampling events, which often span several years. Examples of this type of research-based project might be monitoring invasive species populations, monitoring native endemic species populations, identifying roadkill hotspots to inform conservation area design, monitoring water quality or aquatic ecosystems in lakes, rivers, wetlands, and coastal regions, and collecting severe weather atmosphere data. Long-standing examples of this type of project are the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology's Celebrate Urban Birds, or eBirds, and Project Feeder Watch projects at birdscornell.edu, citizen science. In the case of citizen science projects, where a socio-environmental challenge is a motivating factor, individuals, communities, or community government agencies take the lead role in developing the project. Typically, these types of projects invite volunteers from the community to collect data to assess environmental impacts of pollution or invasive species, monitor local water, air, and soil quality, and assess the impacts of a known environmental health hazard, like HABs, or harmful algal blooms. Results from these projects are often used to inform policy, educate community members, and solidify community action. Examples of these types of citizen science projects in New York include the Citizen Science Community Resources, based in western New York, concerned with industry pollution, volunteers collect soil samples, the Lake George Association, volunteers monitor the water quality of Lake George, and the DEC's, or Department of Environmental Conservation's, Hudson River Angler Program and Hudson River Eel Project, volunteers monitor fish and eel populations. All of these types of citizen science projects or people-powered research projects provide students with learning experiences which extend beyond the classroom and provide them with a way they can see themselves as participants in research and professional academic discussions. In part two of this podcast, I offer ideas about integrating citizen science research experiences into undergraduate courses. I hope that you have found the discussion of citizen science and related project resources useful. Thank you for listening.